Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wilson is 4 of 4 on this drive. Harris has the majority of the yards for the team so far. Pickens, catch, run, slips out of there. Touchdown, Pittsburgh! The elusive George Pickens. This is the 10th play of the drive for the Steelers. Shotgun, Wilson, fires, end zone! Calvin Austin, touchdown, Steelers! Perfectly timed! Second down and 5. Wilson steps up. Wilson avoids it. Throws on the move and finds Freiermuth for the touchdown. Russell Wilson extends the play. Harris in the backfield. Pitch it to him. Harris. A clear lane to the end zone. Touchdown Steelers.
If he goes zone read, he's likely to keep it here.
He will. And Fields has got the first down, a slide by Fields, and that's gonna do it.
Oh yeah, Bob, oh yeah. Was that a game, huh? Bob Pompeiani sitting across from me. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Austin City Limits Bechtold to my left, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about. But first, I would be remiss if I didn't inquire as to both of your well-beings, plural. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. It's a beautiful Monday, chill in the air. Steelers are rolling right along, showing you they can win in a variety of ways, so I'm good. What about you there, Austin?
Oh, that was a great sports weekend, guys. Just fantastic to watch it all.
This guy might go to the meaningless Big Ten championship game, Bob.
The meaningless Big Ten championship
game.
It
is very meaningful.
It's meaningful. Well, what are you talking about? You go.
It stinks. These championship games stink. But
why?
We didn't
because you add another game to the schedule, which leads to injury maybe. And you
and
may not
also,
be. Well, this is
I was with
this
Penn State.
Is what you get when you add on all this stuff and
right.
keep adding on and adding on. You're going to get these kinds of things.
Well, we didn't come here to talk about that.
But we can later.
We sure will
because
later.
There's a lot going on. West Virginia,
pepper
country
spray,
roads,
pepper
leading
spray,
who home.
Fights, everything else. Pitt season a success. What? Yeah, that was said. Okay.
What?
Let's go.
You said that?
I didn't say that. The head coach said that. Did you see that?
I didn't
see that.
We'll
talk about that later,
Bob.
No, I didn't see
that.
We have to get to the matters at hand. Our opening soliloquies on the meaning of this game. Here's what I would say. And I've been saying for weeks now that a lot would have to happen for me to be dissuaded from the notion that the Steelers have a legitimate shot to make a playoff run. They have a legitimate shot. Why? Because they have a quarterback, finally. It's one thing to be in it, like their apologists would brag about for the past 7 years or the past however many years. They're always in it. Not really. You're not really in it when you're sort of on the edge of being one of the 44% of the teams that make the playoffs, or maybe not. And if you go there, you're going to get blown out in the first round. They have not come close to winning a playoff game in 7 years. They were never really in it. They are now. They are now. This team can win. It's not a prediction. But when I see Russell Wilson cooking like that, I don't care who it was against. And that is a horrendous defense. I don't care who it was against. They've played a lot of bad teams and horrible defenses in the past however many years. And not since Ben's prime have we seen quarterbacking like that. So I remain convinced more than ever because of what Bob just said. They prove they can win any kind of game. They've won one 18-16 and another one 44-38 within their own division. The Steelers have a quarterback. They have an offense. They could conceivably, and I'm sure y'all saw this guy last night, beat Buffalo if a certain amount of points are needed. Kansas City, if a certain amount of points are needed. Baltimore, for sure. They own Baltimore. So, Bob, what was true was underscored for me anyway yesterday, and that is that this Steelers team, warts and all, and from what I've seen, every team in the AFC has some. Every contender has some. They have a legitimate shot to make a playoff run in the AFC because they have a quarterback.
And Mike Tomlin went a little bit rogue when he went against apparently people in the own building and others in the media who didn't like the fact that Russell Wilson was coming in for a 4-2 quarterback in Justin Fields, but he had never changed. And I can, you know, testify to this based on talking to him and the shows that we do, that he always had him listed number one. And he wanted to see what this offense would look like with Russell Wilson. A lot of people didn't want to see that happen, based on how Justin Fields was playing. And I understand that, but he went and did what he thought was best for this team, and so far it's proving to be right. And you're right. When you have a quarterback who can do what Wilson does, it makes everybody better. And, you know, I'm glad you said with a little caveat that I didn't think Cincinnati was quite that bad defensively, but they're worse than I could have ever thought they were. They really are. They're not a good team. But having said that, they still had to know that they had to go back and forth, and they decided, okay, you know, we're realistic about this. Joe Burrow is going to pass the football on us. He's done on every other team, and there's no reason to think he can't, even against a good defense. What we need to do is outscore him, and they did. And they decided to open it up, 10 different receivers. Everyone touched the ball except Mike Williams. But that was it, and he moved it around great. He got people involved with it. I love the fact, and you've heard me before, Joe, talk about the middle of the field, and I don't mean to do it, but there's a lot of vacancies there. Yesterday, they determined that Cincinnati – on game film that left the middle of the field open for delayed little over-the-middle tosses to running backs out of the backfield. I counted, they did it 6 different times. You know, that's a lot of times where there's a vacated area in the middle. And maybe that's a product of the Steelers going to the sidelines quite a bit. Whatever the case may be, they went and attacked that part of the game. And Russell Wilson, like a lot of good quarterbacks will do, is he got everyone involved in this. And I think that's a huge benefit. And you can tell the confidence. That's another thing. Teams that win, teams that think they can win, have a better chance of winning. I don't know in the past several years as they went post-Ben Roethlisberger if they had that internal feeling that, you know what, we can stand up to Buffalo, we can go to Kansas City and win. They can. They have the tools to get it done. That's not a guarantee or a prediction, but they do have
the
internal belief that they can do that.
Right. And I think there's a lot of social media backlash from that game, and I love it when my friends text me after the opening soliloquies. One, pump your brakes. Cincinnati gives up 30 points per game, and their so-called elite defense is way overrated. Well, here's what I said to him. So did a lot of other teams give up 30 points a game. The Steelers have played horrible defenses a lot over the past three, four, five, even 5 years. And starting with the ending of that horrifying 11-0 start that turned into a disaster, they're just not able to take advantage of it. So as I mentioned, I don't care who he was playing against. When you put up 500-plus, and I believe that's the most the Bengals ever get up at home, did anybody else put up that many yards on the Bengals this year? I don't think so. Not there. Yeah, that defense stinks. It's one of the worst I've ever seen in this division. One of the worst AFC North defenses I've ever seen. But sometimes the other guys are good too. And Joe Burrow's not good. He's great. He has 30 touchdowns and five picks. I'm watching Josh Allen last night. We're all watching Lamar. Burrow might be the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
MVP caliber play this year, and he's not going to have anything to show for it.
So they made plays when they needed to. It was a net 24. They gave up 31 to the Bengals. They scored one of their own. That's a net 24. You're telling me that going into a game against that offense, I say you better win that game. That is not a terrible defensive performance. Three turnovers.
That's the
as
key.
Well.
Elite defenses do that. They come up with turnovers.
I don't think the Steelers are an elite defense,
but I'm just saying, they come up with turnovers, and that's the difference of the game. And if you saw that game yesterday, you know those were big plays in it. So even when their defense gives up yards and points, they're still making plays to contribute to it at some point. Now, I said halfway through that game, I said, this is, if the Steelers can come up with a couple of stops along the way, they're going to keep scoring. I don't see any resistance from Cincinnati, and that's pretty much how it went. So that's how you beat them. You come up with a couple of stops or turnovers, and you keep doing what you do against their defense. It's hard to believe, Joe. That's just a few years removed from being a defense that was a good defense, and still some of the players on it are still there, same defensive coordinator. I don't know what happened to it. They missed some pieces, obviously.
Yeah, that's
They've lost
they...
some guys in free agency.
Of course.
But
yeah.
They can't. They still have good players
not
on
really.
It.
Not really. They have Hendrickson. Then who?
Then Hubbard. I think Wilson in the middle. He didn't play yesterday.
Done.
Pratt's a very good player. I think Taylor Britt's a good player. There are good players. I'm saying I didn't see the drop-off being that significant, that different.
Well, nobody did. They're horrifying. But as we've now said 10 times, there have been plenty of horrifying teams that the Steelers have faced and not been able to take advantage of, to the tune of anywhere close to 44 points and 500-plus yards. And I think some people confuse this as a prediction. And as we both mentioned, I think we're on the same page here. If I had to predict right now, I don't think the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. What I do think, based on all the available evidence, 12 games into the season, which is a pretty large sample size, as they say, Bob, I think they can play with anybody. I do.
Well, I think that's true,
Everybody
too.
Plays with the Chiefs, by the way. Even Carolina plays
Carolina,
with the Chiefs.
Well, Kansas City, though, they still know how to win, I'll say
that. I
know. But they're going to need to do a lot more in the postseason. They can't just show up and say, I'm Kansas City, you're playing at Arrowhead, you're going to lose. They have to do better what they're doing.
Yes, this year is different. And if they stay healthy defensively, and that would be Cam, TJ primarily, if they stay healthy defensively, Russell Wilson gives them a chance. He does. I mean, I think it's inarguable that he's giving them their best quarterbacking since Ben early in the 11-0 season.
How about that was one of his best games since pre-Denver? That was back in some of his best days in Seattle.
Right.
Right. So
that's all I'm saying is that they have a chance, a real chance, and I haven't felt like that in a while.
No. I do think it's difficult once you move on from a Hall of Fame quarterback to try to find a successor, and they've gone through some bumps in the road. That's not unusual, especially if you look around the NFL. You don't even have to draft where they draft, which is later in the draft. These guys in the top 10 can't get it right. It's hard to find. But this whole situation that became available because Denver decided they're not interested in Russell Wilson and gladly said, we'll dump him on you, and that's the word probably it looked like they were going to use, and we'll pay his salary, which, by the way, I think if you look at the rules of the NFL, you cannot re-sign a guy who's being paid by another team until after the end of the season. There's been some talk about, hey, go against the grain, go against your policy of doing it internally throughout the season and just sign him now. I don't think they can do that per league rules. I got to double check that, but I think that's how it goes. But anyway, you know, Joe, that leads to the question. What do you do in this offseason? If this continues, if this trend continues, even if they don't get to a Super Bowl, but if the offense takes this major stride, the Steelers have got to look at an extension for Russell Wilson. The question is, how long, how much?
I don't think, and I could be wrong, that he's going to go for the big, big money. I don't. I think he's very happy here. I think he's made a ton of money. I think that.
What is the big, big? 50 million a year?
50-plus million,
okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to go to that level.
No.
But he's currently making 40. Would he take less?
Maybe, yeah.
How many years?
Three. Bob, okay. Why are we worrying about that today?
Because it was a topic that came up a lot yesterday, especially on social media, about signing him now. I don't think they can do it per league rules because Denver's paying his salary.
So you mean that, right now, like today?
Yeah, a lot of people say go against their grain of not signing anyone in season, you know, not reach.
I don't think Russell Wilson would be going anywhere this offseason.
No, I think he likes it here. I'm just wondering the cost. Okay, we'll put that aside.
Listen, if he wants big, big money, then it's an entirely different discussion. My gut feel is that he's not going to want that at this point in his career.
He's in the same boat as Brady was. He has a wife who does very well for herself. He's done well for himself. I think what matters is the smile on his face that he's getting from being in this organization playing with these guys. I think that matters more than anything, especially knowing that he's on the back nine. What hole is he on, Joe? He's on the back nine of his career. Is he on 15, the par 5, uphill? It's going to take a lot to get there.
Maybe, but he looked like 2018.
He did.
The unfortunate part for me of watching that was it really underscored the coaching malpractice that occurred in Cleveland by letting Justin Fields throw that ball late in the game, and that is a decision that could maybe cost them the division, maybe cost them the number one seed in the AFC. It was just a mind-blowing decision that they made to sit down their guy at that point in the game and let Justin Fields heave a ball down the field when all you needed was a first down or two to clinch the game. I mean, what were they doing? Now, I guess credit to Tomlin and Artie for getting smart in a hurry and saying no more Justin Fields throwing the ball. They only used him late and only to run.
Which also makes you wonder what Cincinnati was doing on that play. They all took the play fake of a pitch to the left and let him run.
Oh, yeah, they're mindless in addition to soft, slow, disorganized, and everything else.
You talk about situational awareness of what's going on. They had
the same thing happened against
Baltimore. You knew he was going to run the game.
Baltimore did the same thing. If he's in the game, he might run.
No, he will run at that stage. He's not going to throw the ball there.
Well, unless it's Cleveland.
But this is different. They had no timeouts, right? That's why they didn't take that holding penalty. Some argue they should have, Cincinnati I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have timeouts. If he throws and it hits the ground, it stops the clock. You do them a favor. There was absolutely no shot that Justin Fields was going to throw that ball. Yet, they went with whatever they thought was going to happen there, and it was terrible.
Your thoughts, feelings, questions, statements, soliloquies, 412-928-9370. I got the feeling, and maybe it was a wrong one, although judging from the text I just got from my buddy, that what was the reaction on the TV post game? Were people calling in what more excited or more complaining?
You know how it goes when we get to reaction Sundays and Mondays and overreaction Sundays and Mondays. A lot of people were impressed. A lot of people still had doubts about their defense because of the yards and the points they gave up. But again, it was Arthur Motes on with me yesterday, and we both agreed that while defenses can give up yards in that situation, they came up with plays when they had to stop Cincinnati. They did.
You're going into a game against Michael Jordan. He's going to score.
Right.
The question is, at key moments in the game, like the first series of the game when they go three and out, like at the end of the first half, when you stop them, questionable call there, stop them, and then you get the ball and drive for a field goal to take the lead.
And TJ Watt stripped it away.
And then when you get turnovers in the second half, too, and you score a touchdown, I'm taking that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jordan's going to get his, okay? Burrow has 30 touchdowns and 5 picks. He might be the best quarterback in the league. He might be. I'd go with Josh Allen first, probably Mahomes and Lamar right in that mix. But Burrow might be, and he'd be the MVP, I think.
Oh,
if they even had a bad defense.
If they were 8-4 instead of 4-8, he'd be leading candidate, I think, for MVP based on those numbers.
If their defense was just bad, they would have a winning record. Instead, it's historically horrific. I get it. But Bob, that decision last week to have Justin Fields throw that ball could have lasting ramifications. It was one of the stupidest decisions. I would go so far as to say of the Tomlin era. I mean, everything's in front of them here. But again, him and Artie got smart in a hurry. So I guess credit to them. In the past two games, listen to this. Russ is 50 for 66 for 684 yards, four touchdowns, and an interception that shouldn't have counted. So really, to me, he's 50 of 65 for 684, four touchdowns and no picks, because that was absolute crap. But even with that interception, on which a penalty should have been called, I mean, all the guy did was grab Pickens by the head and shove him to the
turf.
But
I think what happened there is because he slipped just seconds before then, I think the official thought he fell. And certainly Taylor Britt then grabbed him and pushed him down further. But I think that's why that call was not made. You know what I mean? Because
it was a horrific non-call.
Okay,
but he grabbed him by the helmet and shot. I know
that's going to happen.
But I'm not. Point is, I'm not blaming Russ for that one.
But the numbers beyond that are just spectacular.
It's a passer rating in his last two games, even with that pick of 122.3, which would lead the NFL right now.
Here's a question for you: what was the last time we saw a jet sweep? I haven't seen one. We used to see four games.
Hey, listen, Artie Smith, as we talked about last week, these final six games were going to be a proving ground. He's 1-0. That was big. You turn those field goals into touchdowns.
Right. The red zone was the issue coming in. We talked about it all week. A lot of people did, and they got into the red zone. They didn't even have. They went beyond the red zone and scored touchdowns. So, all in all, you know, a lot of points were going to be scored. I don't think that's surprising. They won the game. That's what's most important. After Cleveland, they had to win that game, and they have to give a pounding to Cleveland. And I'll say that. I think that retribution game for them is going to be big.
I think that's going to be an absolute massacre. I'm going to predict that.
Plus,
right,
Cleveland
now
plays tonight in Denver. They got to fly back.
Exactly. Then. I think that's going to be an organizational win, and I would compare it to the one where Myles Garrett attacked Mason Rudolph, and then, at least according to Mike Tomlin, lied about what Mason Rudolph allegedly said on the field. And the next game was Duck Hodges here against Cleveland. Remember that a couple weeks later, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying and writing at the time, this will be the Steelers organization announcing their superiority over the Browns, and the Browns lost to Duck Hodges. They lost to Duck Hodges that day. And the same thing is going to happen here. This will be an organizational win. And I've been critical of the Steelers in their mediocrity in recent years. But mediocrity is a step up from what the Browns historically are and what they are back to. This is a vastly superior organization to the joke that is the Cleveland Browns, and that will be borne out Sunday with a blowout win.
Yeah, I would.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I would agree with that. I'd be anxious to see what the point spread is in this game, because those people in Vegas are aware of all of this stuff, too, and that factors into what we see. So I'm guessing it's going to be beyond 8.5 points. I think it's going to be a bigger line than people think.
Really?
Yep. I think.
Wow. Beyond 8.5. Do you agree with that? Limits?
No, that seems pretty wide.
Okay, just because you're conditioned to think the NFL is always going to be tight.
I think it's
going
to be half that,
Bob. Then good for you. You should bet it. Then you should bet it. Because I'm
beyond 8.5.
I think it could be a 9-point spread in this game. Yes, I think Cleveland is bad enough and Pittsburgh is motivated enough. And people know that, as you said, this is going to be a response to what happened in Cleveland. And this is going to be a game the Steelers will win, I think, rather handily. Now, I know it's an AFC North game, and I know they're capable. I know what they just did.
No, I just said I think they're going to win by blowout, but that's a different story than what Vegas thinks.
Okay, if it's 3.5 or 4, do you think people will bet on Cleveland and take those points? I don't. I think it'll ramp up. I think it may start at 4.5, 5.
I think it might be 5.5, 5, 5.5, 6.
All right, whatever. I think if I'm looking at a number, I know that I think it's going to be a double-digit win for the Steelers. That's just how I look at this game based on the personnel, what I see from their offense. I think Jameis Winston can throw 5 turnovers in this game also.
Yeah, it looked like even with the troubles the defense had, T.J. Watt was back on track. Cam Hayward is unbelievable
Isn't he? He's amazing.
How many guys 35 or older have ever played defense better than this?
Look at his numbers since age 30. Now, this is when normally there's a falling off point for people who play that position. He has gotten absolutely better than his previous 5 years from 25 to 30. I mean, it's unbelievable some of the stuff he's doing.
Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We got all kinds of treats today. We're going to break down this game in every way imaginable. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So maybe, Bob.
Current line is 6.5.
Okay.
It's going to go up. I just saw Presto, who listens to our show, tweeted us all.
Beyond 8.5?
6.5. You didn't think it started at 6.5. You just said so. It's going to go. I bet you when this game arrives, it'll be maybe not beyond 8. It'll be in 7.5 to 8 point territory.
Okay.
In the middle of the field.
That's what you said, Bob. You said beyond 8.5.
All right,
and a half.
I was getting exaggerated. My point was you thought it'd be a typical 4 point, whatever.
No, I didn't.
I just said
5, 5.5, 6.
Well, 6.5 to start.
Now we're back to our old selves fighting.
I'm not fighting.
Yes, I'm just telling you, not fighting. I am not.
I'm telling you that this line.
Isn't it ironic that in saying he's not fighting, he's actually fighting with that very line?
I'm not fighting.
What did I say? Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I'm glad that you have come upon us here, the Pump and Joe Show. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us through 93.7thefan.com. Hopefully you're listening on your ride today or listening at home or listening on your phone. Maybe this is the best way to phrase the question. Maybe. And sometimes Bob has a better knack for this than me. Are you feeling better or worse about the Steelers since yesterday? I can't believe that anybody could be feeling anything but better. And yet, some of the reaction I hear is the reason I asked the question. To me, they proved they could win a different type of game, a shootout type of game. And yeah, the Bengals defense stinks. But, you know, Kansas City beat him by a point. Baltimore needed overtime. That's the type of games that those teams won with their quarterbacks against the Bengals. And now the Steelers have done it, too, by putting up 44. And I don't think the defense was that bad in this game. To me, it was a winning performance. So, are you more encouraged or discouraged by this loss? I'm far more encouraged. I'm not discouraged at all by it. Limits, I'll present that question.
What, and Limits, answer this. I'm more encouraged because of Baltimore losing again last night at home.
Yeah.
That's another one. And I know that's a good Philly team the Steelers are going to have to deal with, but those are the kinds of games that Lamar Jackson is going to have, you know, be his nemesis until he proves otherwise. That was a big game for them and Philadelphia as well.
Right.
So that helps. Now you got a 2-game lead with a tiebreaker in hand.
The one negative part, if you want to call it that, is I can't stop thinking about the Cleveland game and what we would be talking about today. I was looking at the tiebreakers between them and the Bills, Bob, and it gets a little bit convoluted. Obviously, there's no head-to-head with the Steelers and the Bills, so there's AFC record and common games.
Common games. That's a hard one there because you got to go back and...
Well, Baltimore, the Jets... There's a couple of others.
Yeah, but what happens if that's equal? Then what's the next one down? If you're going to do common games, is it points in those common games? I hope not.
That's might kind be of a strength of schedule. Let me look at that. While Limits answers our question, clearly this was more encouraging than discouraging. Was it discouraging at all for people out there? Not for me, Limits.
Well, I think that I'll start with the negative. I think the discouraging thing would be that Joey Porter Jr. has more flags than were planted on fields on Saturday. I mean, how many did he get flagged for?
Look
four,
at that line.
Five?
Look at that line.
And I'm sure people saying, how discouraging is it against Joe Burrow in that offense? That's a top five offense in football. So
that
that's
was
what
a
I would
good
be.
Line, Bob. It just registered with me.
Yeah,
did
it
you
was
like
a good
that one?
Line.
Did you have that rehearsed, Limits?
No.
Very nice.
Come on now. You
yes,
can be
you
honest
did.
On our program. You didn't just come
rehearsed.
Up with that one.
I'll
you
be
knew
say
you
that
wanted
at some
to use
point
it.
Today.
I might have thought about it yesterday, but I did not think about it at all today, to be completely honest. No, I was a little bit relieved, to be honest, to see that they could put up that amount of points. Now, I expected a good outcome. I thought they'd lose the game, to be honest, with Cincinnati on the ropes and needing to win
so
that game to have a chance to even sniff the playoffs, which they're probably out of right now. I was encouraged that and really relieved they could put up that amount of points despite Cincinnati's defense being so bad because we hadn't seen it in years. The highest amount of points had been scored since 2018 by a Steelers offense.
That was
Limits.
Ben Roethlisberger still in the saddle. So
right.
That's how long
and,
it's
and
been.
And in the very prime of his career.
Right.
Limits, I have a homework assignment for you during our brief, very brief intermission.
What would that be?
So it's head-to-head. They didn't play. Best one loss in the conference. I think they... Check on that. I think they both have two losses, if I'm not mistaken, in the conference. Am I right about that, Bob?
Buffalo only has two overall, so I don't know where they can. I didn't look at their schedule.
Then it's common games, and thus your assignment begins. Common games, and then it's strength of victory in all games, which now, has to be Buffalo because they blow people out all the time.
Yeah, that's the problem with strength of victory. I
don't know that you're going to get there. I think the Steelers might win on one of the other two here, Bob.
Well, that all depends on what happens down the road. You see the Buffalo schedule, although it's tough with Detroit coming up. After that, they have, I think, the Jets twice and Cleveland.
Right.
I mean, so they're going to end up with, 10, 13 minimum. They could end up 14.
Plus, they just clinched their division, which sometimes has a way.
Not when you're after the number one seed.
Changing your mindset.
You think that
it just does.
You don't.
It just does.
Oh, maybe so, but they have a lot to play for.
Sure, they do.
Why would you stop?
Well, you're not going to stop. You're not going to sit people. I'm just saying it could play into their mindset.
But people are going to get. You know what's going to happen if somebody gets injured of significance? They're going to. People will always say you already had a division clinch. Well, in the days where you had two byes, okay, I get that. When you only have one bye, and as important as it is, I think, in the context of today's football, you need that bye. If you're within distance, you fight for it.
The Steelers have a real chance to get to 10-3 now. Buffalo has a real chance to lose, certainly in Detroit. That's one of their games coming up. And then they're at the Rams, which is never an easy game against that coach and that quarterback. You don't know what's going to happen. Weird things happen when teams go west. My point being... By continuing to win, the Steelers could set up an awfully, awfully interesting game on Christmas Day against the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a lot at stake. They're still in that conversation.
By the way, but no buffering. That's on KDKA TV. Every time I get a chance,
I'm going,
no buffering. We have it for you on KDKA TV.
Which is another reason. Everything we're saying is another reason why that loss to the Browns sticks in your craw, Bob. Where is your craw?
My craw's not looking backwards.
What
we're looking forwards.
What is a craw? It's going to look backwards if you miss out on the number one seed by a game.
Okay. I understand that. You know, so will a loss to Indianapolis, I think. So
I think Cleveland way more.
Okay, maybe so. But Baltimore also lost to them. You know, they beat people once in a while, and, you know, it was one of those games. But I'm saying you can do that all you want, but you can also make it irrelevant by winning a lot down the stretch here.
You could.
So.
You could be setting up a very, very critical game against the Chiefs. Bottom line is you want as many home playoff games as humanly possible.